عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتي صاحب.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. جي مولانا, waiting for your questions.
جي مفتي صاحب, there's a question here. Please ask Mufti Saab about these five red heifer cows which are going to be sacrificed by the Jews to purify the Jews, which is said to strengthen the call for destruction of Masjid al-Aqsa, which is said could lead to World War II.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. What you need to understand, before you understand that, you need to understand Ma hiya Sahyuniyya. What is Zionism? Zionism has four aims and objectives. Number one, to steal the land of Palestine and occupy it and make that into Israel. So that happened on the 14th of May and 1948. And before that, they had the three terrorist gangs that were massacring the Muslims and Palestinians. And that were the Irgun gang and the Haganah gang and the Stern gang. Go read what they did in 46, 47 in various parts of Palestine. So that was objective number one, and it was obtained with America, Russia, West, Britain, and all of them. Britain, America, the biggest harami is in that. Then France, Germany, all followed. So that is number one. Then 67, they occupied Jerusalem, they occupied various other parts, Gaza and what have you, and so forth. So they said, this is our undivided eternal capital. So that was objective number two, that they said that they have fulfilled. And objective number three is their flag. And the flag of theirs is giving every Muslim a smack in his or her face. Look at their flag and you will see what is the flag. It is a white flag and it is blue line on top, blue line at the bottom, and the Star of David in between. So that means Minal Furati ila Nil. So the Euphrates River in Iraq and the River Nile in Egypt. So that's what they did now. So remember, there in Iraq, they got a Shia government. Shias and Jews are the same. So Shias are kuffar and Jews are the worst enemies. So in Rijalul Kashi, if anybody got doubt in this, this is all Shia works. Allama Nobakhti wrote, you must remember Rijalul Kashi. In there he wrote that the father of Shia Azam was a Jew. So Abdullah bin Sabah. So these are their children. So Shias and Jews work together many a time. Or most of the time. So that is what you should understand. And that side they get the Pharaoh, the Sisi, that he's closed the Rafah border. Why? He's collecting millions of dollars from the West and here and there. So these are all haramis and shaitans and murtads and that. So that is, remember, so the expansion they call Eretz Israel, Greater Israel. And then the last part, and that is what they are waiting for now. Just as a cross reference, go to Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, and verses 68, 69, 70. Almighty Allah tells us about Nabi Musa alayhi salam and the Bani Israel, the Jews. He told them, antazbahu baqarah, that you must slaughter one cow. So they started asking many questions. What must be the age? What must be the color? How must it be? So that was Baqaratun Safra, a yellowish color cow. And that is chapter 2, verse 69. Okay, so now these shaitans, these Zionists, these haramis, these jutlas, they're waiting for Baqaratun Hamra, the red, red cow. Now the red cow is not coming, so they're doing some engineering business. You know, today with engineering, you can do a lot of things. So that is what they're trying to do, but every time they get humiliated. And also then they say, Allah forbid, they will demolish the Qubbatu Sakhra, the Dome of the Rock, and then they will put their third temple there, and that is the Temple Mount. Therefore, they call it Temple Mount, where the Qubbatu Sakhra, the Golden Dome is, and so forth. And one more point I'll give you, which is very interesting. Everything in the Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah, Allah Jalla Wala tells us that the Jews and the Mushrikeen, the Hindus, our worst enemy, is chapter 5, verse 82. We never ever say every Jew or every Hindu, but we definitely will say majority of them, look at India and Israel, how they treating the Muslims. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. So the Jews and the Mushriks, the Hindus, idol worshippers, are your worst enemies. What is the binding factor? Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, وَأُشْرِبُوا فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْعِجْلَ بِكُفْرِهِمْ. Allah Jalla Wala has placed the love of the cow and the calf in their hearts, and that's why they have so much blasphemy. Chapter 2 and verse number 93. So that in a nutshell is your Zionism, but Almighty Allah is cursing them, punishing them every day, as enshrined in the noble Quran. Chapter 7, verse 167. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Allah will continue punishing them, whether it's via non-Muslims, Hitler or others, or via Muslims like Hamas and them. So they are a cursed nation and always under the punishment and chastisement of Almighty Allah.
Mufti Saab, can Vicks be applied on your nose whilst fasting and throughout the day? It will be lightly inhaled.
Remember, your fast will break because any medication through the mouth, through the nose, will nullify the fast. So when you apply it there by your nostrils, you will inhale it. So obviously the fast will break, just like people today want to put lipstick, and Allah alone knows what else by their lips, lipstick and all these gadgets and what, and then you will start licking it, so that will go down your throat and Vaseline and whatever you. So all this here, not permissible. It will nullify the fast.
Sir, you don't allow your wives to work. However, you allow them to work for you. In this case, how do you determine their salaries? Can they take you to CCMA if there's a dispute? However, how do you register your wives as workers for you because they not to be seen or heard by the public?
Remember, my brother, you've got the wrong end of the stick completely, and we say the wrong end of the miswak. Nevertheless, let me explain to you what is Islam. Islam says that my wife gave birth to a baby girl. So that baby daughter of mine, I, as the biological father, am responsible for her. From the time of her birth, right till the time she gets married, when she's 18, 20, 22, 25, 30, whenever. That is my responsibility as the father. And when she gets married, right till the time of death, it is the husband's responsibility. So Islam never made the woman the worker and the breadwinner. That is the function of the man. It is your Western decadent satanic culture that brought the women out on the streets, and therefore you have so many haramis running around. If you don't know what is harami, it means illegitimate children, a bee in simple terms. Go to South Africa and see. In your schools alone, last year your Minister of Education announced 150,000 girls in schools are pregnant and so forth. So how many haramis are there? More haramis and illegal and bees are born than legitimate children. Go to your France, go to your Brazil and see. I've been to Brazil 5-6 times. They got special schools for all these haramis, for all the illegitimate children. It's no blame of the children, but that is what your decadent satanic society has done, and it has destroyed the whole and eroded the family values and so forth. So Islam says the men are the foreign minister. Everything outside is their responsibility. And the wife, remember, she is Minister of Interior, so everything in the house, all that is her responsibility. So what is my responsibility as the husband? Roti, kapra, makan. It's compulsory upon me. I have to provide for her shelter. I have to provide for her food, clothing. I must provide for her medication. I must provide for her personal education. She wants to study correspondence, whatever, and I give permission, so I have to pay for it. And I have to give her the marital gift and everything else. But Islam used one word, ma'ruf. Ma'ruf means everybody's circumstances are different, and the Quran Sharif is a loving book for all times, all places. So therefore, it will not quantify a certain figure. our standard of living and the persons living there in Brazil or in Pakistan or Bangladesh or Dubai, everywhere is different. So therefore, Quran commands every husband, وَآشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, that you must, it's compulsory and mandatory, you must treat your wives with love, with equity and justice and respect. And that is compulsory. So in Islam, we don't have the CCMA and all that nonsense. You've got all these things here, and what is helping you? Today, they told us, from 94, they told us, till now, 30 years, South Africa's constitution is one of the best constitutions in the world. If it is one of the best constitutions in the world, how come you got one of the highest rape rates in the world? How come you got one of the highest murder rates in the world? How come you can't produce water and give sufficient water, electricity to the people? So I told you from 94 till now, and I'm telling you again, that constitution based on your human rights is not worth the paper on which it's written.
Mufti Sahib, who was Haqqani Sahib?
Haqqani Sahib was Palan Haqqani. He came to South Africa in 69. He was a Mehman. I was becoming Hafiz in Heidelberg. In Heidelberg's history, we never ever saw such a crowd. You must remember that we understood nothing because he used to speak in Urdu. And I met him, you understood, when he came second time, and he came to my house also there in Newcastle. So I spoke to him in Mehman. I told him, out of Mehman, ya Haji Sahib, Makecho and your kisso koro ai, so and your kahani koro ai. So tell me, what is your story? And he had a good laugh. He came with his son and he asked the people there, so who know Durban in the late 60s and so forth. They would go to the Orient School there, and for 10 days he had lectures. He would tell the ulama, apna mashinu kholo, open all your tape recorders, and everything I say, I will teach you from Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah. So he told me that one Waliullah told him, Idarao, he was born in a jail, and he said that he was like a person, like a musician and so forth, Qawwali and all. Come here, I'll teach you something. And he gave him few morsels of food, and he was a great Waliullah, and suddenly his whole life changed. Allah blessed him with so much knowledge and so forth. He would challenge the ulama, and he would tell them, if I'm giving any reference incorrect, you must remember, I have his book, Shari'at Ya Jahalat, remember that. So he was a Waliullah, and he brought about great change in the belief structure of people and so forth. So remember, Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. And when I met him second time, I told him, no, you must make dua that the knowledge Allah gave you, Allah give us also. So he passed away and so forth, and used to read his famous Nazm and Naat and whatever, and the people used to love him. You must. I never saw a crowd like that in my hometown, Heidelberg. And the first time in my life, I saw a lungi. So I don't know if you saw him or Salim Karim. I say, what clothing this man got? What's this? The sarong. You know, when you're in ihram, in the state of consecration, you wear ihram, so that we wear lungi. I wear lungi every day when I go and sleep. So it's very comfortable. The air comes in from the front and back at all sides. So you must remember that. So therefore, so first time I saw that, I'll never forget. We just sat there, we didn't understand, but I was just looking at the crowd. Who's this man? From where he pulled such a crowd, man. Heidelberg was on the map that day, you must remember.
Mufti Sahib, Suhoor ends at 4:54. I drank water at 4:55. Azan is 4:55. Is my fast valid? Advice, please.
So if you drank, just see, Molana, if I'm giving the right times there. If you drank water at 4:54 and the time ends at 4:55 and Azan went at 4:55, then your fast is valid. There's no problem. Is that what happened according to the times they mentioned, Molana?
No, he said Suhoor ends at 4:54 and I drank water at 4:55. So Azan is at 4:55. Is my fast valid?
Where are you? In which part? if you are in the Johannesburg area and so forth. So today my watch is showing here, which I have exact time. You must remember that the time ends at 4:56 here, Johannesburg lands area. And sometimes our charts, our calendars, timetable, they use 1-2 minutes earlier because of precaution and so forth. So anyway, if you are in Johannesburg or Lanesia area and you drink water at 4:55, so remember your fast is still valid because cutoff time was 4:56. So although sometimes the timetable shows earlier as a precaution. So inshallah, if you are in Johannesburg area, your fast is valid. If you're somewhere else, then remember, if you're Durban or wherever else or nearby in Ladysmith, Newcastle, then your fast is broken and qada will be compulsory.
Mufti Sahab, I'm a widow, have no jewelry on pension. How much is the card to pay?
Zakat, you have to pay Kala, Masi, Aunty 2.5%. So every month you are getting 2,000, 2,000 and so forth. So now you are saving and you got 8,000, 9,000 in the bank balance, or you get under your matras and mattress, pala pala or wherever. So then you have to pay 2.5% Kala. So just tell your son, your grandson, they'll quickly calculate it for you and you should pay. Always look for an excuse to pay zakat. Never look for an excuse to avoid and evade zakat. Always remember that al yadul ulya khairum min al yadi sufla, that the hand that is giving is much superior than the hand that is receiving. Urwa bin Zubair radiallahu an. So remember, one day Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha said, "You Urwa, my nephew, come." Sayyida Aisha was the Masi, was the Khala. So the maternal auntie, her sister Asma is Urwa's mother. So she said, "Urwa, go to that person and don't make long story, just put the money there and don't go put in his hand and so forth." So then Urwa went. When he came back, he said, "Khalaji, Mamaji, then Masiji, I want to ask you a question, Masi." So he said, "What may you want to ask me, beta? What do you want to ask me, my nephew?" He said that, "Why you said I mustn't give in the hand? And why you said I must just leave it there and not make stories?" Look at Siddiqa bintu Siddiq radiallahu anhuma. She said that that person is a waliullah but is very poor, and we giving zakat or sadaqah. If you give, your hand will be on top and his hand will be at the bottom. So that also is not munasib, is not suitable for such a great person. So therefore I told you, wherever he is, on the bed or wherever, just put it there and come back quickly, and don't say who sent it. Look at the adab, the etiquette of Islam. So that is what our Islam teaches us.
Mufti Sahab, is mass iftar permissible in Islam?
Yesterday I sent out the pamphlet, totally haram it is, and where they keeping it, right by the beach, Maghrib time by the beach, all the shaitans meet. The hadith in Muslim Sharif, remember that every day that the shaitans have meeting, and then he asks them, what you did, and then the one Satan, shaitan, will say that he made ABC husband divorce his wife. Allah forbid, as mentioned in the Quran, Surah 2 verse 102, you فَرِّقُونَ بِهِ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَزَوْجِ, that to bring about separation between husband and wife, he will say, "You come here." Iblis, the chief Satan, will say, "You come here." He embraces him. The word in Muslim Sharif is فَلْتَزَمَهُ. Absolutely haram it is, A to Z. To sponsor it, to participate in it, everything haram. And therefore, I sent it out yesterday. Jazakallah khairan, ma salim kareem. Barakallah fiqh to you and to the listeners. Inshallah. Now we'll go to the news and the programs will continue. Today is human rights, so we must fulfill human rights every day. Inna Allah qad a'ata kulla zi haqqin haqqa. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a memorable khutbah day in Hajjatul Wida, the farewell Hajj, Allah jalla wala has given every person the rights who are eligible for rights. So our deen of Islam taught us all that thousand years ago. I give you quick two examples. They speak of human rights, but they allow, you must remember, abortion, murder. They say animal rights, but they allow stunning. You must remember, torture. So they all, there's hypocrites and haramis they are. In Gaza, they have shown their true colors. May Almighty Allah grant Hamas and Mujahideen victory. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.